Tov, let's continue off from yesterday, wherever we are holding, and we'll go to, we discussed the whole dream yesterday, and how the Golus and the Gul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing him that you can get the greatest Madregas in the lowest ebb, in the lowest Matzovim. And Yaakov Avinu wakes up from this dream. Vayashkim Yaakov Aboike Vayikach Ese Eben Ashesomer Ashoiso Vayosem Oiso Matzeva Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisho. Why is Yaakov Avinu putting shemen oil on this matzevo? Later we're going to come to oil in Mitzvah Shem when we discuss Chanukah, still today in the Shem Mitzvah Shem. But the idea, let's just give you an insight into the idea of what oil represents and why Dafka Yaakov Avinu is putting oil. Because we know that the oil has a certain teva, that wherever you put the oil, let's say you first put oil and then you put water on top of it, what happens to the oil? It rises. Oil always rises and gets on top. Anytime you put it underneath, it always flips and comes back on top. Which means that this is exactly what the dream was telling Yaakov Avinu, that however low, to whatever ebb Klal Yisrael reached, nevertheless at the end of the day they're going to rise and going to be at the top. And then because this is basically what the whole dream was to tell him, as we discussed yesterday, therefore Vayitzak Shemen Al Roisha Vayikra Shem HaMokim Ahu is the next Pasuk. Thank you very much. Why are we just telling you this is not a tiul, it's not a guided tour around Eretz Yisrael, the history, what it used to be called, what it's called now. But the idea of luz is very profound, because we know that what is the luz? What does the luz represent? The luz is a certain bone that a person has, that from that bone his body is going to get exactly rebuilt by Tchiyas HaMeisim, which means that, and the luz is something that people have tried in the past to smash it and to burn it and to break it, and it's impossible, it's unbreakable. In other words, from there the chelek hanetzach of Klal Yisrael is in that luz. And therefore we know that which meal is amazing, which meal brings nutrition to that luz? Melava Malka. Malav Malka is the suit of David. That's David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That brings us into the Netzach. The Luz shows that the whatever you do to a Jew, we discussed yesterday, whatever you do to a Jew, you won't break him. He'll resurface. And at the end of the day, however long it's going to take, hopefully not long, at the end of the day, the Jew's going to come out of the top. And therefore, that's why it's significant that Olam Luz Shemo El Rishayno. And then Yaakov says, Vayida Yaakov Leda Neda Leimoim Yeh Lekimimodi Ushmurani baderech, as baderech hazeh, but not only lechem lechol. B'shavti b'shalom. At the end, is going to be a b'shavti b'shalom el beis avi. So b'shavti b'shalom el beis avi means that eventually I know that we're going to return. That's the promise that you gave me in the dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'hoya Hashem li lelekim. That's the chibur of v'hoya Hashem li lelekim. The chibur of the two shemos, Hashem lelekim. And when do we say that Hashem lelekim? Hashem hu lelekim. We scream it 7 times at the end of Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, where we reach al tahara of v'zorakti aleichem mayim tahorim. Hashem takes us on Yom Kippur out of all our Yeridus. Lifnei Hashem tita horu, and then we scream out Hashem o elikim. That's the boy Hashem li elikim. And therefore, Vayisor Yaakov Raglov, Yaakov elevated his legs. He lifted up his legs, which means that we just discussed yesterday that a glime correspond to the lowest madrigas. When Klal Yisrael are going to go into a dargah of raglayim, there's going to be generations that correspond to raglayim until the generation that corresponds to the ankles. That's the bottom of the raglayim. That's called the ikus of the Mashiach, the generation we're living in now. But after all these promises and after all these nevuas, it becomes so easy for Yaakov Avinu. Vayisor Yaakov Raglov, even the raglayim about a chizuk, that the chizuk went all the way down to the lowest mandragas of the raglayim. And therefore the next thing that happens is he gets to the well, and there's a heavy stone on the well, and the galalu es ha'even. What they used to do is the galalu es ha'even. That's what they used to do, but this was a very heavy stone, and they couldn't. And the pasuk says ha'ikashiro Yaakov is by yogel es even amel pia beer. He just flipped it up. Rashi kimishemaves apkak lo diachos shekoicha god. Why was Yaakov Avinu, was this a strongest man competition? Why was Yaakov Avinu trying to show how strong he was? But the Torah says this even is not a stone push to even. The Medrash Rabbah says that this even corresponds to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is an even. And Yaakov Avinu is showing Klal Yisrael, that's the message of Ayetze, as we discussed by Arichas yesterday. That the message of Ayetze is, don't be in a spoil. Don't think that it's unconquerable. Don't think that the Golus is so deep, it's all bleak and darkness, and we can never get back to where we were. No, don't be in a spoil. The strongest stone. Look at it and say, this is nothing. You're not in a spoil, because we know that Klal Yisrael is all the more stronger. If Klal Yisrael can bring Hara Maria to every mokum that they are, if Klal Yisrael can fiddle around with the whole Bria, and therefore that's what Yaakovina shows by Yogalas heaven. And there's a greater oimik in this, because we know that Golas and Gaula have the same root. What's the root? The root is Gimel Lamed. Vayigal, Gimel Lamed. We'll come to this at the end of the parasha Mitzvashem, when they made Yaakov and Lava make the Gal. The Gal is the root both of Golas and Gaula. How can the two opposites have the same root? The Teretz is a Klal Yisrael Mesugal in the greatest Golas to find there, and then the Gaula. And therefore Vayigal is teaching us. And Vayigilui, Gal also comes from the Lashon of Gilui. The root of Gilui is also Gal. So Gal is the root of Golas, Gula, and Gilui. Which means that a person in the deepest Golas can bring a Gilui of the Gula. He takes the Golas and he's the Gal of the Gula. And that's what Yaakovina is showing. And therefore there's nothing to be in a spoil about seeing a stone, about seeing the Yetzahara. However bad, however deep, however dense it is. And then he sees Rachel. Pasuk says, "Vayishak Yaakov the Rachel." I'm going through the Seder Parsha. Vayisas Koyle Vayesk. And Rashi says, "Why did he cry? Because he saw he wasn't going to be buried with Rachel." And we do ask this question once before, that when you meet her, when you go on the first date with a girl, you don't ask her where she wants to be buried. And therefore, why is Yaakov Avinu on the first time he's met Rachel crying already about the kvura, that she's not going to be buried together? I'm sure that they have a nice life, a long life, until they start worrying about where each one's going to be buried. But the answer is because, and here we're coming to an oimek, and I don't know whether we'll be able to discuss everything today. But here lies the oimek of the relationship between Yaakov and Rachel, and why Yaakov loves Rachel so much, and why there's a bechina of sinna to Leah. Because Rachel, says the Svarim HaKadoshim, Rachel corresponds to the bechina of shchina. And the shchina HaKadosha is the chelak of is the lekus that comes down with us into the Golas. That's why it's called shchina, shesheichein, that it dwells down here. And the purpose, the difference between Rachel and Leah is that Leah corresponds to Klal Yisrael when the Oysen Ritzoyne Shal Mokrim, as we'll discuss it soon in the parasha. Leah corresponds to Klal Yisrael when they're okay, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And when Yisrael, Klal Yisrael on Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash and everything is fine. Leah corresponds to a glorious Tkufa. Leah corresponds to Klal Yisrael at their best. But Rachel corresponds to Klal Yisrael at their worst. Leah, Rachel corresponds to Klal Yisrael going into Golas, and therefore why? What is Yaakov crying about over here, that he sees that Rachel is going to be buried not in the Maros Machpelah but in Beis Lechem? Why? Explains Rashi Vayechi, in order that when Klal Yisrael are being led to Golas, they go past Rachel's Kever, but Rachel Mevaka al Beneo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them, Miniko Lech Mevechi, stop crying, because I promise you, V'shavu Balim Migvulech. Rachel is the Koyach of holding together, being Machzik Ma'amad, holding ourselves in Golas. And therefore, as we go down to Golas, we walk past Beis Lechem, and we pass Rachel. And Rachel says to Klal Yisrael, as they pass through, as they pass Beis Lechem, her burial plot, that I promise you that I'm with you, and Hashem has promised me, V'shava Bonim Ligvulech, and I'm concerned about you, and don't worry, I'm crying about you, and you're going to come back, don't worry. Rachel is the chizuk for Klal Yisrael in Golas. Rachel is the chizuk for Klal Yisrael in the dark period. Leah can't get that. Leah's on a very high madrega. Leah represents Klal Yisrael on a high madrega where we don't bring in the subject of Golas Bechlal. Who thinks of Golas when there's a Beis HaMikdash and when there's Gilui Shechina? But Rachel corresponds to Golas. And therefore that's why Yaakov's crying, because Yaakov realizes now the match between him and Rachel. Because Parshas Vayetzi, we said yesterday, was bringing Klal Yisrael and lighting up the Golas for them. Don't give up. Stay strong. It's exactly what Rachel represents. And therefore he cries, because he sees that the purpose of their shidduch is a purpose to go through and to get through the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. And the emissary is that lets us go even that much deeper, because we know the whole story that Yaakov told Lavan he's marrying Rachel, and Lavan gave a Leah and said, what was Lavan's oimek What was Lavan's idea? Why did Lavan make Yaakov marry Leah and not Rachel immediately? But the Torah says because we know that Lavan is our worst enemy. Arami Oyved Avi. So we say we'll quote it later in Parshas Kisavoy. Where do we see that Bikish Lavan? We say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Bikish Lavan Lakaris Hakoil. Where do we find that? But the Torah says it's so deep. Torah Kedosh is so deep. Leah and Yaakov is a match for good times. But when it comes to bad times, what's going to happen? Says love unto himself. We call Yisrael do Averus. I want there to be no hope for them. They're going to go under, Chas v'Shalom. That's Lavan's plan. And ever Lavan gives Yaakov Leah. When Klal Yisrael Oyser Ritzoyne Shel Mokoyim, Yaakov, that's your zivug. That's a zivug with Leah. But Chas v'Shalom, it is going to be a Chorban. Lavan doesn't want Klal Yisrael to have Rachel crying for them. Lavan wants to take Rachel out of the picture. If Klal Yisrael ain't Oyser Ritzoyne Shel Mokoyim, is Rachman and son, that should be the end of them. That's the oimek of Bikish Lavan Lakar Sakoil Arami Oive Davi. There shouldn't be a key into Klal Yisrael in Golus. They get destroyed. They should assimilate Chas v'Shalom in Golus. And that was the wickedness of Lavan, that he wants there to be a zivug of Yaakov with Leah, not with Yaakov and Rachel. And that explains us as we go through the parasha. The children that Leah has, Leah's on a high level. And again, tomorrow, Mr. Shembrolli, we'll discuss it when we discuss why Leah was supposed to marry Esau. Because we'll see that potentially Esau was in a higher madriga than Yaakov as well, but that's for another share tomorrow, hopefully, Mr. Hashem. But meanwhile, still today, look at Leah's children. Leah had a children on very high madrigas. The first one's called Reuven. And Reuven is Re'iah, like she says, Ra Hashem. And we know that Re'iah is Chachma, is a Chachma Royas on Oila. The next child she has is Shimon. Shimon is Shmia. Shmia is Bino. We know there's Chachma and Bino. In other words, she, Leah, has children on a very high madrigo, on a madrigo of Moichin, on a madrigo of Roish. And then she has Levi, and Levi is the one to do with Avoida when there's a Beis HaMikdash. That's all to do with Moichin, that's all to do with Machshava, that's all to do with Beis HaMikdash. That's not actuality in the Raglayim. There's no Raglayim from the children of Leah. And then she has Yehuda, and Yehuda's the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, we'll still discuss that in Meretz Hashem, which means that Leah's on a different planet. Leah's on a very, very spiritual planet, and so are her children. But they need to have children who are going to be take Klal Yisrael into the deep Golus and shine and be and save Klal Yisrael from in Golus. And that you don't have from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. They're all fine when there's a Beis HaMikdash, but who's going to go into the deepest of the Golus? That child has to come from not Leah, but Rachel, because that's what Rachel represents. And to make a long story short, Rachel Taka has a child called Yosef, and we know that Yosef is the one who was sent down to Mitzrayim. Yosef is the one who mingles and mixes with all the Tumah. He goes down to the worst places. Because Yosef corresponds to the idea of Klal Yisrael staying firm and strong, and from the worst Golus, from the greatest torment, rising to become the greatest. Who represents somebody who's thrown into a bar, and from the bar he went up to be a melech? That's Rachel's children. Klal Yisrael and Golus were in a bar. Like we say in the Kel Mistater and Shal Shudas, is Miris, written by one of the Mekubalim in the times of Arizal. Umibar Golus Delenu Vahalenu. Golus is a bar. When Yosef is lowered in the bar, there's a deep message for Yosef. What's in the bar? Nechoshim Vakrovim. Snakes and scorpions, as we'll soon discuss. But nevertheless, there's a message. Yosef, you got to be there, because if you stay strong, when you'll be talking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to come out. Well, you won't only come out, but you'll come out even to be a king. That's Yaakov and Rachel Zivug. That's Yosef who comes out from there. That's Dafko Yosef was sent down to Mitzrayim. Yosef has this koyach. Because we know Mitzrayim was the lowest, the worst country in the world. In everything, in apikorsis, in immorality, in everything. And Yosef spent so many years in Mitzrayim, and the beginning of Sefer Shemois begins, V'yoy Sefer Hayo B'Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, why is the Pasuk telling us at the beginning of Shemoyis that Yosef was in Mitzrayim? Guys, it's so deep. What's the tzidkas of Yosef? Who Yosef aroyes tzoyin aviv? He's the shepherd for his father. Who Yosef shahoya b'mitzrayim? V'nase melech v'omad b'tzidkoy. Yosef doesn't budge. Yosef stayed the same Yosef. What does who royes tzoyin aviv correspond to? Shepherding. What were all his brothers? They were all shepherds. Do you know why Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda were shepherds? That's why Yosef had to run after them. Because they used to keep out of civilization. Why? Because they didn't belong to Olam HaZeh. By the way, Sam, it's interesting. Last year I took my kids to a moshav here that's called Bar Giora. A moshav here in Eretz Yisrael where they have, you see melochas or shabbat or whatever. And we met a shepherd over there. And the shepherd, he didn't look so from, but he looked mamish to us like an angel. And we spoke to him and he was telling us that I asked him, what do you do out there? Do you take a radio with you? He says, a radio? Chas v'shalom, he'll never take a radio with him. He says when he goes out there and he doesn't hear and nothing budges, you don't see any civilization. Why does he want to know what's going on in this world of Golas? He takes a Tehillim with him and he must have had something to do with Breslov, and he takes a Tikkun HaKlali with him and he spends all the day out there in the sheep and he comes back looking mamish angelic. It was unbelievable. Shepherding always meant back. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Roy Etzoyin. All the people wanted to keep away from civilization, keep away from Olam HaZeh. Not have anything to do with Olam HaZeh. They all became shepherds. That's why the brothers were shepherds. Because they were all Leah's children. And Leah's children have nothing to do with Olam HaZeh. They don't go down into the tumas of Olam HaZeh. So Yosef HaTzadik began as a shepherd. And then from there he went to another extreme. Not only did he go into civilization, he went into Mitzrayim, which was the lowest of the lowest ebb of the Bria. But Yosef is not in his spoil. V'nase melech v'omad b'tzitkoi. He remained the same Yosef. Who Yosef? In the worst Golas, we have to remain firm. We have to see the Gaula in the Golas. We don't look around us. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're closing our eyes and we're pretending as if the redemption is just around the corner and we're ready for the Gaula and we're living Kehilu, oblivious to what's going on around us. That's the koyach of Yosef. When Yosef went down to Mitzrayim and he remained the same and he wasn't expelled from the Goyim, from the Tumah, that's what led Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. And what's chus did Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? That we didn't change. Shaleishinu es shemam, shaleishinu es l'shoinam, shaleishinu es levusham. We kept the same language, the same clothes with the same name. That was b'schus Yosef. That was Yosef. That's the zivug of Yaakov and Rachel that helped Klal Yisrael going down into Golus. And therefore, when Yosef was born, then suddenly Yaakov decides it's time to leave. Now I can face up to any odds. Like Rashi says in this week's parasha, that when Yosef was born, Yaakov decided to go. Why? Because now he felt he can overpower Esau. Because when there's a Yosef, you can overpower, you can plow through any odds. And Esau is the most powerful Golas, but when Yosef's around, you can pass through that as well. And that's all Oymek will come to in the later parashas of Hashem, of Mashiach ben Yosef. We know there's a Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yehuda. But Mashiach ben Yehuda doesn't do the dirty work. Mashiach ben Yehuda doesn't do the work of destroying Edom, etc., etc. That's for Mashiach ben Yosef. When all the work is done, then Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yehuda marches through.
Mashiach ben Yosef
is the one who fights and is the one who overpowers and conquers Amalek, and then Mashiach ben Yehuda surfaces, then Mashiach ben Yehuda comes up. That's basically Parshas Vayetze. And therefore Parshas Vayetze Behemet finishes with the same thing as we discussed before, that Yaakov catches up, where Laban catches up with Yaakov, and they decide that they're going to leave each other alone. And what was that mound called? Vayasu Gol. They made a gol. Made a gal. A gal, we said before, is from the letters, the shirish of Golas, Geula, and Giloi. And what does Lavan call the gal? It says Pasuk Mem Zayin, Vayikraloi, Lavan Yegar Sahadusa. Yegar Sahadusa is the Targum Unklus, which means that this is the only time, one of the only times in the Torah where you find the Targum Unklus actually in the Pasuk, in the Mikra. And the Yaakov called it Gal Eid. Yaakov called it Veloshen HaKodesh. Lavan called it Targum. Because Targum refers to Golus. Who made the Targum? Unklus. Unklus is the Ger who ran away in the time of the Romans. In the time of the deep Golus Edom. And Lavan calls it Veloshen HaKodesh. I know the Sephora says why Yaakov called it, sorry, Yaakov called it Lashon HaKodesh, and why? By Yaakov called it Galeitz Sephora Shulashines Lashonoi. He didn't change his language, Yaakov Avinu. Lavan called it Targum Unklus. Yaakov doesn't change his Lashon. What does that remind you of? Leaving Mitzrayim because they didn't change their Lashon, because this is the Gal, and the Gal is the Golus. If you want to know how to make Gal from Golus into Gal of Gula, explains Yaakov over here in the end of Ayetze. Shleishinus Lashonoi. Stay firm, stay firm, stay strong. Don't give up, and you'll plow through it till you'll get there. Because Yaakov made a Parshas Vayetze for you, and Yosef went down to Mitzrayim for you, and Rachel's there to be to comfort us and to relate to us Hashem's promise that is going to be good, and Klal Yisrael is going to come back. And that's the toichen in this mahalach of Parshas Vayetze. And that explains us unbelievable how we can connect Parshas Vayetze to the whole idea of Chanukah. Habol Ein Toi, because that's start, we're going to start mentioning giving Shirim of Chanukah, but just this parsha, how closely connected it is to Chanukah. As we said yesterday, this week is the first parsha, Parshas Vayetze, of Chodesh Kislev. And we have to see how connected it is to Parshas Vayetze. Is there a... We know that the whole sugya of Chanukah is mamish Parshas Vayetze, as we just discussed. First of all, we know that Chanukah is connected to the story of Yosef HaTzadik being thrown into the bor. You all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos. And by the way, we said that Shabbos is the Geula. And why is the Masechet, why is the Prokim of Chanukah, the Gemara is about Chanukah and Masechet Shabbos? Because Chanukah is the idea that the Yevonim were Matama the Shemen. And we said before that Yaakov put Shemen on the Matzeva, because what does Shemen correspond to? That wherever you put Klal Yisrael, they're always going to surface and come out on top, and therefore that's why the Yevonim wanted to contaminate the Shemen, that we shouldn't be able to use the Shemen, because they wanted us to be below. And therefore the Gemara says in the bottom of Chof Aleph on the base in Shabbos, Omer of Kahana Dorish from Nothing Bam and Yumi Mishmeid of Tarfine, and this Halacha of Ner Chanukah Shenicha Lemala Miesrim Lamala Michof Am Psula. Do you know why the Ner Chanukah that's Lamala Michof is Psula? Why, if it's higher than 20 Tvachim, sorry, higher than 20 Amas, it's Puzzle? Because Chanukah is not for high Madregas. Chanukah is a chizuk for the people who are on the lowest Madregas. And therefore, that's why it's a mitzvah that the Chanukah candle should be lower than 10 Tvachim, which corresponds to the lowest of all Madregas. Because Chanukah is a chizuk that what's going to happen? We're using the Shema to teach us that from the lowest Madregas we're going to flip and surface and be on top. What's the next Gemara? The same Omer of Kahana Dorshom and Yurim Shredder of Nachman, the Shredder of Tanchum, Maidik Siva, Boy Reik, Aim Boy, Mayim. Mimashma Shanem, Avaboy Reik, Aim Boy Mayim. Dona, Aim Your Dead, Dona, No Shame Boy Mayim. There's no water in that bor. But they are snakes and scorpions. Which bor is this Gemara talking about? It's in the bor of Yosef. What's the connection? Everybody asks. This is a famous question. Almost as famous as how many terutzim there are on the basis of this question and why that necessary 8 days. What's the connection between these two Gemaras? One Gemara, the same person, says that the halacha, the Ner Chanukah mustn't be high, it must be low. Next Gemara, that Yosef's bor is full of snakes and scorpions. It's not the connection. But according to what we're saying, hein advar, it's all the same chizuk. Do you know why Chanukah mustn't be lamala miyudami esrim amo? Because Chanukah gives chizuk to the darkest doiros, to the lowest doiros. And do you know what else gives chizuk to the lowest doiros? Chanukah is next to Vayetze and the parashas of Yosef HaTzadik, where Yosef HaTzadik was also in the lowest ebb and the lowest madrega. And just like Yosef HaTzadik came up from being in the lowest madrega, thrown into a bor that's full of snakes and scorpions, so too Chanukah represents the Shemen that goes all the way from the bottom, all the way up, all the way to the top. That's the connection between the two parashas, the two Gemaras. And we know that that's the whole idea why Chanukah is this galus of Torah Shebal Peh. We know that the Torah Shebal Peh came out on Chanukah, came out in the times of Yevonim. And we know that Yaakov Avinu, like we said earlier, brought Torah, brought the Kedush and the Or down into the galus. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, we discussed it before, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi was the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. That's what our result says, that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, Nossi is Rosh HaTevis Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu, because Rabbi was Megala the Torah Shebal Peh. Now what's the first Seder of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah? What's the first Seder of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah? Zroim. Zroim Moed Noshen Azikim Konshim and Taras. Why Zroim? Because we said yesterday at the beginning of Shir that Shir Amal is B'Shuv Hashem As Shiv Asin Oinu Kachonim Ozimole, etc., etc. How does Shem Malus continue? Hazoyrim Bedima. We Golus is a Zriya. Golus was sowing. Golus, where do you put the seeds? Into the ground. Golus, we're being trodden on. But you know, the more we're trodden on, the deeper the seeds going into the ground.